This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here to bring up whatever is on your mind as we continue here into hour number two. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Cronin.
And Daryl.
Coming up, we'll talk about Canada actually legalizing cannabis. That is on the way. But first, since we opened the show with Trump's new decision about making the immigration process, the immigration detention process, just a little bit more humane by allowing families to actually be kept together rather than separated while they're going through horrifying conditions like cages and space blankets or whatever. Apparently, speaking of space, he has also ordered the creation of a new branch of the military. And I didn't hear about this until just yesterday as I was getting back from Fest.
He said it on Monday.
The Space Force.
Yeah, so the great orange one, you know, looks like he's trying to drop whoppers on us, at least two or three of them a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this came out on Monday. President Donald Trump says he supports the idea, creating a Space Force as a co-equal branch of the military in order to project U.S. dominance beyond the reaches of Earth's gravity. This is a story from...
Make the moon great again.
Exactly. This is a story from Reason. Who writes this? It's a blog, so... Christian Ritschge.
Okay.
Something like that.
Thanks, Christian.
Quote, when it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. Trump said.
We need missiles.
At a Monday meeting, we need lasers.
Lasers.
Yeah. Did he actually say that?
Not yet.
Lasers? Fire the lasers.
Okay. Trump said at a meeting at the National Space Council, I am hereby directing the Department of Defense and the Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force. This is the sixth branch of the armed forces.
Okay, so there's the Army, there's the Marines, there's the Air Force, there's the Navy, and then the Coast Guard. So
correct.
That's five.
That
space
is five, yes.
Would be six. Can he do this, Daryl W. Perry? Can the president just wave his magic pen and create a whole new military bureaucracy?
He is the head of the executive branch.
Or isn't that something that, like, Congress is supposed to amend the Constitution for?
But I mean,
has
that stopped any president in the last couple of years from
the only
doing
thing
whatever?
Specified in the Constitution is Navy.
The Navy.
That's the only one mentioned by name in the Constitution.
Good point.
The other ones,
were they acts of Congress or acts of presidents that created that? Because that's huge bureaucracy.
Could have been both. Like, when the Air Force and the Army split, because it used to be one branch. I don't know if that was an act of Congress or if the president just said, yeah, they're different now.
Mm. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find out the Coast Guard here.
Because I know at one time, I forget if it was the Coast Guard or the Marines that used to, like, be under the other. And, you know, like, there have been changes to the structure.
Is it the Coast Guard just a reaction to the war on drugs?
No, the Coast Guard has been around for a really long time.
But isn't that all they do these days? Maybe
no, they also look for immigrants coming from Cuba on rafts and turn them around. If you get lost at sea, then, you know, like, they'll go hunt for you.
Yeah, I've known people in Navy, I've known people in the Air Force, Marines. I don't know anybody in the Coast Guard. I don't think that's very, it's not as exciting. It's not as sexy.
Coast Guard was created in 1790.
Ooh, interesting. Apparently. The idea of a Space Force admittedly sounds pretty badass. However, it is also likely unnecessary, unwise, and runs counter to the recommendation of Trump's own defense chief. When a bipartisan group of lawmakers tried to include language creating a new Space Corps in the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act, Defense Secretary General James Mattis strongly opposed the idea, writing in a letter, I oppose the creation of a new military service and additional organizational layers at a time when we are focused on reducing overhead and integrating joint warfare functions. This Space Corps was notably less ambitious proposal than what Trump seems to be describing. It called for the new corps to have its own seat on the military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, but still report to the Department of the Air Force, similarly to the Marine Corps' relationship with the Navy. In contrast, Trump said today that his space board would be a co-equal branch, saying we are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal.
Now, there's a theory that something like this already exists, and I was actually...
Well, NASA. They don't have guns, I don't think.
No.
But do they have Bearcats?
No. Wow. All right. Completely lost my train of thought.
I bet you Space Force exists.
I bet you right. NASA has guns.
There's a theory, and NASA probably does have guns. And they might have lasers, they might have a Bearcat, they might have a manatee, I don't really know. But there has been documentation of some aircraft or Air Force craft that nobody actually knows where it is. There's a list of these non-terrestrial officers that nobody actually knows who they are.
Oh, they're on the Mars base, right?
Nobody knows where they are.
Dark side of the moon with the Nazis.
Where's Sarah when you need her? She knows everything about the dark side of the moon.
As recently, I skipped the paragraph. Whatever it takes, the creation of a new branch of the military will only invite more waste in a Department of Defense bureaucracy that continues to siphon off billions of taxpayer dollars. It's up to
this
700.
This is reason, right?
What is it, like, right? 740 billion now?
I know it's at least 700.
And that's just like the one big chunk
this
that
is
they
reason.
Get.
Okay, it's reason's opinion. Okay, go ahead.
To siphon off billions of taxpayers' dollars while rarely being held accountable for how it spends its massive budget.
Right, didn't we find out that they also, like, lost 15 billion or a trillion or something like that?
It was, like, 21 trillion over, like, the last 20 years.
Yeah. The military.
And that's something that every time I see this article, like, it comes out every 2 or 3 months and has been the same article.
Which article?
About the Pentagon losing $21 trillion.
Dollars. Yeah.
Reuters did the investigation in September of 2016, and all of these, you know, I've got a website.planet.com will re-release this thing every couple of months as if it's a brand
fresh
new
news.
Discovery,
yeah.
But it's the same. I'm not saying it's not important,
mm-hmm.
but it's not a brand new discovery.
Gotcha.
But you know the documents proving where all those trillions went? They don't exist because they were on that side of the Pentagon when it got hit by that missile. As recently as February 2018, an audit of the Defense Logistics Agency obtained by Politico found that the agency...
Don't confuse the conspiracy theorists.
...which functions as the military supply arm, failed to account for as much as $800 million. In December 2016, it was revealed that the Defense Department buried an internal study finding $125 billion in administrative waste.
That's like buying fancy chairs, buying fancy desks, you know, all kinds of spending on
dinners,
trips and hotels and strippers.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That kind of
and
stuff.
Coke and blow. Yep. Yeah, blow. Strippers and blow.
Yep.
Then there's the money frittered away by the Defense Department on smaller scale boondoggles like the $43 million compressed natural gas station we built in Afghanistan. Mattis argued that the Pentagon's priority should be focusing on getting its own shop in order. I'm sorry, I'm glad he's, you know, at least on board there. Getting his own shop in order before it goes about creating whole new branches. Indeed, the idea of militarizing space with a brand new space force departs from some positive noises the Trump administration has made about letting the private sector take the lead in space development.
And aren't there some treaties going back to, like, the 1980s about not militarizing space? Isn't that why we got rid of the Space Force thing previously?
I know there's a treaty to not develop on Antarctica. I would imagine that there is probably something very similar for space because, I mean, it's everybody's, right? So far. I mean, how do you claim it?
Trump could go up there and start shooting down satellites.
I think he needs to put something on the moon.
Which would be an act of war.
I think he needs to put a Trump Tower on the moon.
Yeah, so there's the Outer Space Treaty that was signed in 1967.
Indeed, the idea of militarizing space with brand new space force departs from some positive noises the Trump administration has made about letting the private sector take the lead in space. Thank you, Elon Musk and you crony. In February, the administration floated the idea of converting the International Space Station to a semi-private facility and zeroing out NASA funding for the station by 2025.
Man, Trump is just all over the place with what he's doing.
I think he's doing exactly what they paid him to do.
Who's they?
The 1%.
All right, we're going to continue.
He's a showman.
Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. Free talk.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free and bring up what you want. Here, our number is 855 450 free, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room where you can join us. It sounds almost like you're sitting in the studio with us over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Zencash. It is great technology behind Zencash, which, of course, is a cryptocurrency, one of the myriad of options out there. And there's so many, it's overwhelming. You don't know where to start, what to look at, which options to seriously consider. Well, you ought to really seriously consider Zencash if you care about privacy. They've got zero-knowledge anonymity, some of the best privacy technology out there. And if you care about liberty, Zencash was founded by voluntarists. In fact, they even wrote in voluntarism at least half a dozen times in the white paper, which you can see for yourself over at Zencash.com. So they've got the economics right. They've got the philosophy right. They've got the privacy tools. This is a killer crypto, and I'm really excited about Zencash. In fact, I changed some of the church's Ethereum over into Zencash a couple of weeks ago when the price had dropped pretty significantly due to some technical difficulties that they had and that they are working to overcome. There's some cool stuff going on behind the scenes over at Zencash.com. They're already the second most popular based on the number of nodes. They have more nodes, last time I checked, than even Bitcoin does. And just a little bit fewer than the Ethereum blockchain's nodes. So check it out over at Zencash.com as we continue Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We're going to the phones, to the fun, where we go to Skype, where Bad Penguin is on the line. Bad Penguin, where are you calling from tonight?
Virginia. It's Mortified Penguin. It's Bad Penguin. It's just a title I've adopted.
Can you do me a favor and back off the microphone a little bit? It's a little distorty.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to call about...
It's not much better. Not much better. I don't know if you could back off even more or whatever. But that'd be appreciated.
Go stand on the other side of the room.
I just want to make sure... I'm sorry?
Is that better?
Yeah, we'll just go ahead real quick with your comments. No, it's not. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to comment on the Space Force. Daryl had brought up the... non-terrestrial offices. So there was a database that supposedly a scientist hacked into, which had a list of non-terrestrial offices. So if they're not terrestrial on Earth, where are they? So what about all these multiple billions of dollars that are into black budget that are completely unaccounted for?
So the suggestion is these non-terrestrial officers may be on some kind of a mystical space station out there or a moon base or something like that.
Right, and there's a theory that a lot of the missing money from the Pentagon is going to pay for this secret non-terrestrial thing.
Yeah, I'm going to put Bad Penguin back on hold here. I apologize. I didn't screen his call at first because he's called before and it sounded fine, and it's pretty hard to listen to. So we'll see if we can get him cleaned up and maybe get him back on the air. Normally we have a one call per show rule, but if it's technical difficulties is why we put you on hold, and we'll bring you back. So stand by there if you can, Bad Penguin, because I suspect you have some more comments. We're talking about Trump with the Space Corps program that he is ordering being created. And, Daryl, you did a little bit of digging there during the break, and you found out that Trump, at least legally, should not be able to just order the creation of an entire separate branch of the military, correct?
Correct. So there was the question about whether he can do this with just the stroke of his pen through executive order or if Congress needs to act. And current law in the U.S. Code defines uniformed services as the armed forces, the commissioned corps of the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and the commissioned corps of the Public Health Service. And then the armed forces are defined as Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard.
Okay.
So if he wanted to create a subsidiary of Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, or Coast Guard, he could do that. But if it's to be a co-equal branch and defined legally as an armed forces, Congress would have to act.
So all he really had to do to be within that structure was to say, I'm creating the Space Marines and make them a division.
Or the Space Air Force.
Or the Space Air Force.
Which didn't he kind of say that it would be subsidiary of, but he wants it to be
co-equal.
Right. So if it's just a subsidiary of the Air Force, which it sounds like that's what he actually signed, but he's just saying, I want it to eventually be co-equal, then, you know, he's not necessarily contradicting himself, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
You know, if Star Wars didn't suck so hard these days, he should rename it Star Force.
You know, I mean, Star Wars, the new movie, Solo, I enjoyed.
I haven't even seen Solo yet. I'm talking about The Last Jedi.
It was all right.
Ugh.
It was all right.
It was horrible.
It was interesting because I don't know if we talked about it on the air or off the air, but I brought up the fact that I was completely sucked out of my suspension of disbelief in the scene where Princess Leia. This is a spoiler.
Huge spoilers.
Spoiler, big spoiler here about number
eight. The actress that played Princess Leia died.
She did die, and in the movie,
they had to write her out of the movie.
Explosion. That they could have written her out with this large explosion, but instead they...
Yeah, this was their opportunity, and they messed up.
Yeah, she flies out into space due to this explosion.
She survived the explosion somehow.
Yeah.
Did she have an umbrella? Because I've heard people describe it as Mary Poppins.
Yeah, she might as well have.
Mary Poppins had an umbrella when she flew.
She does like a Superman move and just kind of like flies right on back in.
Okay, that one scene that you just described, that's how I saw the entire movie.
Did she go back to Alderaan? Every scene
was just like that.
So Mark Edge defended it. I think it was Mark Edge. He defended it by saying that science shows that you can survive for like 90 seconds in the vacuum of space.
But where did she figure out the force that she's never been able to wield ever before?
He had claimed that she had been able to wield the force.
Yeah, she had feelings. She could feel the presence of her brother and her father.
I don't know. He seemed to claim that she had more power.
Well, Mark is going to continue to defend.
I'd love to have you debate him on that.
Crappy, you know, superpower movies or superhero movies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, otherwise, Space Force. Entertaining.
Get it right, Trump.
Can we call it Starship Troopers?
Spaceship Troopers.
I really ought to watch Starship Troopers again as an adult, because I think when it came out, it was like 96.
Oh, the propaganda is beautiful.
Yeah,
you can really tell. Hello, citizen.
Right.
It's actually worth watching again. The bug killing is stupid, but the propaganda and the going to war against these bugs that are halfway across the solar system.
I remember it being very fascist when I watched it, and
intentionally. Yeah. Pro-fascist, but it's actually anti-fascist.
Correct. That's my understanding. But I bet you I'd pick up a lot more of it these days as I would have as a teenager or whatever when it came out. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Your comments on the so-called Space Force. Conan, I don't know if there's more worth sharing. I think you probably got the story out there.
Just that Trump, like he always does, dropping whoppers every week. And it's like, what is he really doing? What is he really about?
Well, Popular Science has an article about this, and they say that no one knows yet if this Space Force will involve eventually putting military personnel in space, or if it will simply involve boots on Earth and lots of robots in the sky.
Either way, drones. I oppose it.
Drones.
Because I'm anti-war.
Well, we don't have the money.
Pro-peace.
And we don't have the money.
Even if we had the money, I would still oppose it.
Right, because peace. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. They ought to abolish the military entirely.
Yes.
All of it. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This afternoon at the White House,
We're signing an executive order.
President Trump taking action he had promised earlier today to end the border separation policy in which immigrant children were pulled away from their parents when they showed up at the Mexican border.
It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border and border security.
That forced separation of immigrant children from their parents had prompted a global controversy. Even foreign leaders were speaking out against it. The executive order the president just signed allows kids to remain with their parents in illegal immigration detention centers. Tomorrow, Republican Speaker Paul Ryan says the House will vote on a bill that will provide a long-term fix that will keep families together. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and join us on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Liberty.menu. Got a chance to hang out with Patrick from Liberty.menu this weekend. He was there cooking up some delicious breakfast burritos for at least 3 out of the 5 days at the Fork Fest, which we went to. Second annual Fork Fest was this weekend. And just wrapped up on Monday. Technically, it ended early Tuesday.
Right.
And made some great. So he's not only is he a talented programmer, but he's also an excellent breakfast cook. And I was happy that he was there doing that because he was the only one who was there doing that at ForkFest. Now, ForkFest isn't a big event. It maybe hit 100 people on Saturday, which in my opinion was about 2 or 3 times what it was last year. I think at least 3 times what it was at that time last year. And then, you know, that's not a whole lot of people, but that's still hungry people. I mean, there's still 100 hungry people who are going to wake up in the morning. They're going to want something to eat. There was one guy who was doing pancakes way up in the campsites, but the breakfast burritos were definitely attracting a lot of attention, and Patrick had more orders than he could handle. So I hope that the lack of food vendors will encourage some more food vendors to actually show up earlier at ForkFest 2019.
Yeah, Conan.
That might be up my alley.
Next year. Because there's no there's no cost to vend at ForkFest.
Yep.
There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. There's no ticket price. So the attendees don't have to pay for a ticket to go there. The vendors don't have to pay for a special permit or a special pass. So all you got to do is just reserve your campsite, bring your cooking equipment, set up, and open up shop. Unless you want to be an obedient slave and then contact the state government and give them tax money or ask for a health permit or some crap. But I'm pretty sure none of the people who are cooking at ForkFest jump through any kind of bureaucratic hurdles. And I don't think the park gave them any trouble about it either. So I was really happy with how everything turned out this weekend. Patrick's website is liberty.menu. It's been around for about a year now as of ForkFest.
He relaunched it about a year ago. The website itself has been around for a while. And we did talk last week where I got the emails about the listings needing to be renewed.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said that when I went, I didn't see the option. Patrick did fix that. Apparently, he noticed the problem when he went to renew one of his listings.
Mm.
And he didn't see an option, and so he went on to a forum for whatever the base software is.
They
said, oh, yeah, most people don't use this software for this. You just need to click this box here.
Got it.
And
solved.
He was like, oh, okay, solved,
nice.
Done.
So, yeah, check out liberty.menu. If you've got a liberty-oriented business, if you're freedom-friendly, if you want other libertarians to know you exist, that's what liberty.menu allows you to do. It allows you to get the word out about your website or about your business, your physical location, whatever it is you want to promote. Maybe it's another event. So you've got some other event thing going on. Daryl, you were in Omaha recently for a convention there. ForkFest was actually prominently featured on liberty.menu, so I expect ForkFest 2019 will also be prominently featured there. And he made it so you could actually create sub-events within ForkFest, so that was awesome. So there's events listings. There's actually a listing for digital content that you create. So if you're a creator of videos or audio or something like that, you can put that up there too. So go to go to liberty.menu. You can also go to forkfest.party to learn more about that. Liberty.menu and get your business up listed because it's completely free to do that. So really, there's no reason why you shouldn't, unless, of course, you want to stay in the closet and not let anyone know that you care about freedom. So liberty.menu.
You got to come out the closet.
There you go. So let's see. We were talking about the Space Force. I think we're pretty much wrapped.
Yeah, but I had questions about whether or not this is even allowed in accordance with the space treaty.
Oh, and the space treaty with the other nations about not having weapons in space, you mean?
Right, and apparently it's not all weapons that are banned.
But we're pulling out of every treaty with the other nations that you can speak of, so this is probably Trump's attempt to get us out of the space treaty.
Well, the space treaty only bans...
Throw it out!
Only bans weapons of mass destruction being in the Earth's orbit, installing them on the moon or on other celestial bodies, or otherwise stationing them in outer space. Also limits use of the moon and other celestial bodies to peaceful purposes and prohibits the use of testing weapons of any kind on those bodies, but it does prohibit the placement of conventional weapons in orbit.
Wait. So it says weapons of any kind, but not conventional weapons. So
No. Prohibits the use of outer space bodies. So
but you can put them there.
You can't test weapons on the moon. It limits use of the moon to peaceful purposes only.
Okay,
so, no, you can't station a missile depot on the moon.
What about Trump Tower? But you can put weapons, you can't put lasers in Earth's orbit floating around over China. And that would be completely
lasers
accessible.
Considered conventional weapons? I don't think they are.
I would
that seems
so.
Very yeah. unconventional.
Okay,
right?
A missile launcher.
As long as it's not considered a quote-unquote weapon of mass destruction.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's change gears. Let's get into the Canadian cannabis legalization, which I'd actually had a story for a while, but it's actually apparently happening now. Like, it's not coming. It's here.
Anheuser. Hmm? Yeah. I said Anheuser.
Oh, yeah.
BBC has the story here that the Cannabis Act passed its final hurdle on Tuesday with a vote of 52-29 in the Canadian Senate. The bill controls and regulates how cannabis can be grown, distributed, and sold. Canadians will be able to buy and consume cannabis legally as early as September.
Okay. So they passed some other thing that's finalizing the deal, basically.
No. So passing the Senate was the final step of the legislation.
Okay. Got it.
The country now becomes the second in the entire world to, according to the BBC, legalize recreational use of cannabis.
Yep.
They're not counting Portugal that removed criminal penalties because it's not allowing for, tax and regulated legal sales.
Correct.
It's just not punishing anybody for having a personal amount, which they define as like a 10-day supply.
But they're still punishing distributors.
In Portugal, probably, they're also still punishing people by forcing them into treatment, as I understand the Portugal system. But it's still, the one thing you can really go to for across-the-board drug decrim in Portugal.
Right.
Because it's not just cannabis that they decriminalize. They decriminalize possession, personal possession of all drugs.
Yep.
So it doesn't
yes.
matter what you got, heroin, LSD, you name it.
Yeah, I don't think weed was their problem. The reason they decided to decriminalize because of opium.
Or whatever.
Heroin. Dirty needles and AIDS.
Yeah.
Those are the big ones.
And the addiction went down. And
yes.
Usage.
And the HIV, the AIDS went down
yeah.
as well.
Yep, because people are not afraid to seek help in that country. And anybody that wants to really do some digging and do some, we're not going to dig into it tonight. We have in the past. But if you want to really learn about the effects of full-on, across-the-board decriminalization, in this case just for small amounts, they've really had a lot of experience with it in Portugal, and it's been going strong, and it's been going very successfully for, I think, more than 15 years.
15 years, yes.
I think it's about 16 or 17 at this
no
point.
No one is catching on, it seems. You still got the drug warriors like Sessions,
yep.
who are all about prohibition, even though we, in our own history, not too long ago, didn't work very well.
So what's going on in Canada? What's the latest?
Article continues, again, mentioning the other country, Uruguay, that became the first to legalize the sale of cannabis for recreational use in 2013.
Right.
Cannabis possession in Canada first became a crime in 1923, but medical use has been legal since 2001. The legislation will likely receive royal assent later this week, and the government will then choose an official date when the law will go into force.
Hmm.
So let me explain a little bit of what that royal assent is.
It's the queen.
It's the queen through the appointed governor general.
Hmm.
It's kind of like how in the U.S., legislature passes something, it goes to the governor for a veto.
Yeah.
This, it just goes to the governor general for, yes, the queen approves.
All right, more coming up here. We'll tell you more about what's happening in Canada. And if you're up there, you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. At Skype username lrn.fm. Also, there's Discord. The on-air call-in line room there on Discord is available to you. I had found out, by the way, if people were wondering what happened with Bad Penguin earlier when I put him on hold, he had disconnected and said he would try again at a later time because I suggested that he use a different device. He said he was using the same device he had always used when he was going to look for like some kind of a different headset or whatever. And I said, just put Discord on your phone and then call us on Discord.
Or put Skype on your phone.
No. Skype sucks compared to Discord. It's a lot harder to use Skype. If you don't have a Skype account already, you have to like jump through all these Microsoft hoops to create a Microsoft ID.
Right, but he called you on Skype initially.
Yeah, he already has an account, so all you do is just put the app on your phone. It's really easy.
But he's already on Discord.
But Discord is also easy, so it's like
easier than Skype. Discord's easier than Skype, and you get the ability to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners.
This is true.
He's already using Discord. So all you got to do is put Discord on your phone, and you don't have to even do any settings because, like, on your computer, you got to choose your sound card, choose your microphone. When I've tried Discord, it's just you join the room and you're connected. So it's super easy, and you can go and get Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. There are apps for basically the phones and the operating systems and whatever you want, or you can just use their browser version too. So if you don't want to install an app, you don't have to. discord.lrn.fm. And if you want to use Skype, you can. But honestly, the codec that Discord uses is better than Skype. The same person on Skype sounds worse than if they use Discord. In my experience, Discord's got a better sound quality to it. So, there you go. As we continue here, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Still to come, we've got a story about Americans and their poor, poor saving habits. They are not getting any better, and we can jump into that here in a little bit. But we've been discussing Canada and their cannabis legalization plan, which passed the Canadian Senate, going on the way to the Great Britain, where the Queen.
Technically, it doesn't have to travel across the pond.
Okay, she's got a representative over
correct,
in Canada.
The Governor General okay. that is appointed by the Queen.
I see.
Who acts on behalf of the Queen, gives what is referred to here as royal assent.
Got it.
That's expected to happen sometime this week.
But
and
he
then,
could he also royally veto?
He could.
Okay.
No, like he doesn't have to say, yes, the crown approved.
And he's not elected, right? So
he's appointed right. by the Queen.
Right. So if he vetoes this, the people of Canada can't really do anything about it.
I think the Parliament can still override
okay.
a veto. But continuing on, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted that until now it's been too easy for kids to get marijuana and for criminals to reap the profits. Today we change that. Our plan to legalize and regulate marijuana just passed the Senate. Hashtag promise kept. But some groups objected to the new law with, take a guess, conservatives voicing concerns along with some indigenous groups for some reason. The government is expected to give provinces and territories as well as municipalities somewhere between 8 to 12 weeks to set up new marijuana marketplaces.
We got
to
stop these things because they could encourage children to inject marijuana, and that is highly dangerous.
Yeah, don't inject marijuana. Never, ever,
but
ever inject
legal,
marijuana.
What will stop children from injecting marijuana?
Learning how to use it properly, which does not include needles.
You know, I don't know if that's really... That's not a thing anymore, right?
No, it never was.
It's always about the brain, the functioning of the younger brains.
That's
still
the claim.
They're still developing,
right.
And the weed is it's like drinking coffee or smoking cigarettes. It's bad for kids.
I smoked weed
alcohol.
When I was 16. I mean...
I know, look at you now.
Alcohol is... bad for kids, but it's still legal. Oh, right, that's because that's one of the politicians' drugs of choice.
Wait, no, it's illegal for children to have alcohol, and obviously they never get their hands on any alcohol whatsoever.
Right,
so.
But I'm saying that retail sales
yeah.
of alcohol are legal.
To people 21 and up, and so clearly no one under the age of 21 ever gets their hands on any alcohol because it's illegal, and people would never do anything.
Right, that's how nobody does drugs now because
right.
it's illegal.
No children ever do drugs. No children ever use alcohol. What are you talking about?
The article here continues the time frame, that 8 to 12 week time frame, will also allow industry and police forces to prepare for the new legal framework. In 2015, Canadians were estimated to have spent about $6 billion Canadian dollars, roughly $4.5 billion U.S. dollar equivalent on mm-hmm. cannabis, almost
illegally.
As much as they did on wine.
The illegal cannabis, right? They're not talking about medical.
It doesn't
it's
specify.
Not clear. Yeah, it's not clear.
It's not clear, and it links over to another article that might be too long to try figuring out.
Now, I noticed they talked about industry getting prepared for this. Does that mean that it's not going to be government-distributed, or does it mean that private industry is going to grow the pot, but the government's going to sell it? Because the last I heard, they were proposing it being the government wine stores, like with a government total government distribution.
It's not clear, because it says that the government is expected to give provinces and territories, as well as municipalities, 8 to 12 weeks to set up new marijuana marketplaces. But then it talks about
clear.
Industry, so it's not clear at all. It's likely that by mid-September, Canadians will have the ability to buy cannabis and cannabis oil grown by licensed producers at various retail locations. Canadians across the country will also be able to order online from federally licensed producers and to grow up to 4 plants at their own home. Adults will be able to possess up to 30 grams of dried cannabis in public. They refer to that as 1 ounce, and there's two different types of ounces. One's 28 grams and the other's 30.
All right. I've answered the question. From Ontario.ca, in their frequently asked questions about cannabis legalization. Question, where to buy recreational cannabis? Answer, when it's legal, people 19 and over will be able to purchase cannabis in person or online through the Ontario Cannabis Store. You will be able to purchase up to 30 grams, as you mentioned, for personal use at one time. The Ontario Cannabis Store will be the, in bold, only store that can legally sell recreational cannabis. And unbolded will follow strict rules set by the federal government.
But distributors could be private businesses.
That's not clear. You're speculating.
Yeah, I am speaking. Like
they do here federally in licensed growers.
Okay.
So they have to get licensed to grow, but then they can't sell it unless it's the specified
through this federal monopoly.
Right. So in New Hampshire, you know, you can make wine and alcohol. You just then have to sell it to the Liquor Commission before they can sell it in their approved stores.
Right.
But in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire's bad because there is a Liquor Commission and they have total control over liquor and all other forms of alcohol. But at the very least, they allow wine and beer to be sold in grocery stores and in convenience stores. It's only the hard liquor that you can get exclusively through the state-run liquor stores.
Right.
This will not allow for marijuana, at least in Ontario province, and maybe the other provinces are different, but it will allow for only this one store, which will be government-run, basically, it sounds
like. But my understanding of, you know, even the local places that sell wine, that must be purchased if the wine producer produces over a certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
It all has to funnel through the Liquor Commission.
Oh, yeah. They've
even
got
through the local
over.
Retailers.
Yeah, yeah.
Continuing on here, they say that edibles or cannabis-infused foods will not be immediately available for purchase, but will be within a year of the bill coming into force. The delay is meant to give the government time to set up regulations specific to those products. The minimum legal age to consume a cannabis had been set federally at 18, but some provinces have chosen to set it at 19. So that's why Ontario is saying 19.
So you'd be able to drink at 18 in Ontario province, I believe.
Unless Ontario has set their age for drinking at 19 as well.
Isn't Ontario? Oh, wait, yeah, I'm thinking Quebec, because I know Quebec is 18.
Provinces are in charge of how it's sold and have the power to set various other limits on its use within their jurisdiction, like where it can be smoked. But the federal government has set guidelines for plain packaging with little branding and strict health warnings. It will also impose restrictions on promotions targeting young people, promotions through sponsorships, or depictions of celebrities, characters, or animals in advertisements.
I feel bad for the folks in Ontario province. They're going to have to deal with this awful monopoly that claims they're going to offer delivery of this product, which you know it's going to be slow. You know it's going to suck. You know that the service is going to be terrible, that the choices will be limited. It's government monopoly.
And more expensive than it should be.
And there's probably going to be a Captain Crunch version of, oops, just seeds and stems.
What?
You know, there was the Captain Crunch, the, oops, all berries.
All the berries thing.
Because it's government running it, somebody is going to get a bag of just seeds and stems.
Yeah, but all berries is good.
Yeah. All right, so we're coming
up here. You got that one backwards, Daryl.
We got more on the way. You can share your thoughts, especially if you're up in Canada and you want to comment on the impending legalization across the entire nation. The second one in the world to do this. Hour 3 is next on Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.